This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're watching my video, see my little Trump bobblehead up there, right? And then we got the duck. That's a real duck, too. It's a real floaty duck, huh? Yeah. Yeah, so you can see that? You can get one yourself. Maybe I'll tell you later. But you got to go to Patreon first. If you go to Patreon, which is on my site, head over to the website, therealside.com. You'll see it there in the top right of the web. And become a member. Become a member of my politically incorrect posse. Seriously. And every month, there's things that go up on that website or things that go up in that system that nobody else gets. I'm going to hit that thing any day now, don't I? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about asking questions that you should already have the answers to so you don't feel like a real jackwagon. Again, PBS stuck their foot in it big time. They were curious as to what the American populace felt about the statues. Should they come down? Are they offensive? And I tell people all the time, again, as we said, you better make sure you know the answer to the question before you ask it. Because you may find, as I find a lot, people around me who think they're self-righteous because everybody must think like they do. Because they think it's right, it has to be right, and everybody thinks like they do. And then they find out how many people don't think like they do. Don't share the same thoughts that they do. And they're horrified by it. I mean, not kind of, sort of. They are horrified by it. Look, I know not everybody thinks like I do. I'm not stupid. No, I'm not. I should change that. I'm not so full of myself that I think everybody thinks like I do. And God forbid everybody should think like I do. That may not be a good place to be. But PBS does a poll on the Confederate monuments, and they're horrified by what Americans really think. Seriously. Which tells me they were sitting in a room with their own little white pride there, right? They knew better than us. They're smarter than us. They know what we need, what we want. Now, there's been a recently renewed vigor in the debate regarding whether monuments and statues commemorating the Confederacy have any business being in the public sphere. Many people find them offensive. Others view them as historical relics. And, and the black community is the same way. I've got friends, black friends that say, rip them out. I've got black friends that say, leave them. I've got black friends that say, we need to see them. But maybe not a place of prominence, maybe not a place of honor. Now, while the left, with the help from the media, would have you believe that virtually everybody in the country wants to see these Confederate statues taken down, or at least moved to a museum or some other site, a recent poll by PBS NewsHour may not find themselves in with mainstream Americans. The poll was just recently taken. Called the Marist Poll. And it asked, do you think the statues honoring the leaders of the Confederacy should remain in a historical symbol or be removed because they are offensive? And like I said before, I don't think they really, really, really thought this one through. I've always been taught, don't ask the question unless you got the answer. Now, overall, Far from the impression that the media had provided, 62% of adults think statues should remain, while only 27% think that they should be removed, and 11% remained unsure of the topic. Now, the left can play with this all they want to. They're always throwing up numbers to us about Donald Trump and his approval rating. And we're supposed to, not only are we supposed to believe them, but we're supposed to say, okay, so it's a poll, it's got to be true, and it must be real. So I say the same thing to my liberal loon friends right now. Here's a poll. 62% of adults say they should stay, so shouldn't they stay? I'm just playing like you play. Unless there's separate rules for you, I don't know. Maybe there is. I am unaware. So the poll broke down kind of interestingly. The poll was asked, do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president? On a national level, national adults, the 35% approved. Disapproval is 51%. 14% are unsure, but hey, guess what? Here's something that shouldn't surprise you. Party identification. So 6% of Democrats approve. 87% of Democrats disapprove. Ah, there's a shock. On the Republican side, almost 80% approve and 10% disapprove. Independents, pretty close, 36-49. You look at this. I'm sorry, guys, but I get a kick out of stuff like this. I don't even know why somebody does that. You already know what the answer is going to be. And these polls, would you do me a favor? Would somebody send me an email? Right? Send me an email and tell me that you actually have had a phone call from somebody taking a poll. I don't know anybody who's had one. And with some of my black friends I spoke with, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, they say race relationships have gotten worse, but guess what? See, we should do our own poll someday. Race relations have gotten worse, but not just for the last 7 months. Because that's what the left would have you believe. That race, riots, wars, whatever, are all brought in by the negativity that Donald Trump's putting out there, and it couldn't be further from the truth. I might not be able to pull this off. Whatever. On the poll as to whether the statue should come down or not, right, nationally, I told you, 62% said they should stay up, 27% said they should come down. 44% who say they should stay up are Democrats. Democrats are pretty much evenly split whether they should stay up or come down. Republicans, 86 up, 6 down. Independents, 61% up, 27 down. It's amazing, isn't it? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Karen Zygmunt joins me after the break. Don't go far. Got a lot to talk about. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always happy to be with you. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to our website, realside.com. You know, I mean, check out the stuff that's being written up there. Check out the writers. Let them know how you feel about what they're writing. Push back on, I do. So push back on them. Let them know where you're coming from. Seriously, this is the only way we get better. We need to be challenged, all of us. Need to be challenged. So I'm sitting around today thinking, how could I possibly irritate the left as much as humanly possible? So I thought I'd invite somebody from a prominent hate group here in Southern California to be on with me tonight, because the Southern Poverty Law Center, I still want to know how to come up with that name. That is a great kind of, you know, kind of tug at the heart. Oh, look at the Poverty Law Center. They published a list of hate groups simply because these groups don't support things like same-sex marriage or open borders or no vetting of refugees. You know, just a hateful group of people. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of American Freedom Alliance. Karen, thanks for being with me tonight. Now, are you gonna openly denounce this group? Like, you know, you should openly denounce David Duke and all that other stuff. I mean, you know, because we know how credible that the Southern Poverty Law Center is, right?
Oh, please. I mean, when you step back from it and think, yes, good for an organization to assemble hate groups. You know,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, right? I mean, we do that. Whose beliefs do we completely deny? As you said, David Duke, KKK, whatever. Yeah, there are groups that are legitimately hate groups. And then there are groups, this is our major transgression, American Freedom Alliance. When we did our conference last year on Islam, asking the question, can Islam and Western civilization coexist? Just asking the question got us on their hate list. You're not allowed to ask the question. And then when you speak the truth about Islam, I just posted this on Facebook yesterday, and I tweeted it. One of our speakers last year, Fiyad Kafalti, had taken a picture of a woman, a Muslim woman in some airport in the Arab world somewhere, who was literally muzzled. She literally had a muzzle whose lock required a key that she did not have. This was metal.
Oh.
This is muzzling. Who's the hater? Us? Who says this is hateful?
Or the
person and or ideology that muzzles women?
You're picking on a culture, Karen. You can't pick on a culture or religious group.
You bet I can.
No, they do it to us all the time.
I happen to think... What?
I said they do it to us, right? They do it to Christians all the time. They talk about the crazy stuff we do, the backward stuff we do, and yet they say nothing about Islam. They say nothing about some of these Muslim, I don't even know what you want to call them, these Muslim torture things.
Muslim torture, the female genital mutilation. I'm sorry. I'm against that. Throwing acid in women's faces. I'm sorry. I'm against that. All these things are part of the religious ideology. My good friend Noni Darwish, former Muslim converted to Christianity, has an excellent litmus test for whether something is an ideology or a religion. And I think this should be applied in all cases. Will they kill you if you leave it? If they say they will kill you if you leave it, it's an ideology. And this is not a religion. And this is why we're on the FPLC's hate list, because we say things like, muzzling women is bad. Throwing acid in women's faces is bad. Muhammad advocated a lot of things that if we said anybody else said them, people would consider that they are bad.
Wow.
Who's the hater here? We who say that these things are hateful, or the people who are advocating hate? Is it the people who went to the Garfield, Texas cartoon drawing contest with the intent to mow down hundreds of their attendees?
You know,
or are the cartoonists the haters?
I was just talking to somebody yesterday.
Pick a side.
I was just talking to somebody yesterday about this who's not, you know, hardcore sold out one way or the other, kind of politically neutral. And I said to him, here's the difference between the two groups, right? As a Muslim or even in some other religions, if I took Muhammad and I put him upside down on his horse or however he was seen most of the time in a bottle of urine and said that that's art, they would find me in multiple pieces the next day, okay? As a Christian, though, if I walk into an art gallery and as Jesus is on the cross upside down in a bottle of urine, you're telling me that's art. The best I can do, right, is protest and pray for you. Those are the only two things I'm really allowed to do. I'm not allowed to cut your head off, cut your hands off, or throw acid in your face or anything like that. I'm sorry. How are we worse today? How are we bigger haters than they are? And you're surrounded on this list, by the way. I get a kick out of this. Oh, yeah. You're surrounded by Nazi party groups, KKK groups, anti-Muslim groups, skinhead groups. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, these guys are good.
Wow.
They should have their own marketing team, don't you think?
It's astonishing. I mean, some of them I'm proud to be there with. David Horowitz, Freedom Center, everything Pamela Geller does, the Counter-Jihadist Coalition. That's huge for them. I'm thrilled that they made this list.
And
they do great stuff.
And you're just above this really, really bad one. A Christian book club out of Palmdale because it has radical traditional Catholicism. What in God's creation is radical Christian Catholicism?
Right.
They believe in honoring
it's
women.
Insane.
They believe in taking care of children.
It reveals their determination to reject the very idea that any one thing is better than anything else. I used to think, it's not that the left and the right are all that. We just have, different values, or we have the same goals, we just disagree on how to get there. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Not anymore.
We have values. They reject the very idea of values. We don't want the same things at all. Not at all. We want to advance those ideologies that contribute to success, that contribute to the strength of the individual. They just want to tear and burn everything down. We're among skinheads, neo-Nazis who hate everything. And what is it that we hate? We hate muzzling women. It's crazy. My reaction yesterday when this came out, I saw the patch had a list and we were on this list. Actually, I read it through once and I thought, oh my gosh, we didn't make it. Well, how did we not make the cut? And then I saw and I, oh, thank goodness, because I don't remember who said it, but it was somebody said you can tell the good that you're doing by who your enemies are.
Oh yeah.
And if you have no enemies, you have stood for nothing.
Yeah.
It's a great post that I've completely mangled. But I love that we're on their list. I loathe that they do this kind of thing. Given that they do,
we got to go for a quick break.
On the right side. Yeah,
you got to make money, so pause it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Karen Sigmund's on with me. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back.
Yeah, I got the disco light on. But it's not doing any good because I didn't shut the other lights off. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved. Okay, you know, I used to say, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself on the couch. Get up, get involved, get engaged, do something, make a difference. It's really that simple. And someone who makes a difference on a regular basis, I love having her on the show. I love what she does. Karen Sigmund is with me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And, Karen, tell us more about this hate group that you're part of.
It's just the very language that they use. American Freedom Alliance hates those things that get in the way of our freedom. We hate those things, those right. people, those groups that say we can't exercise our own religion. We can't exercise our First Amendment rights. We hate those people who will silence us at every turn. We hate people who will publish our name on a hate list, which one of the effects of this, We're a little bit bigger than some of the groups on there, but you know what it winds up doing? We're now a target.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you say we're anti-Muslim, which is why they called us out, because we're anti-throwing acid in the face of women and muzzling women and so on. We're anti that. Anti-throwing homosexuals off of towers. Sorry, but we're against that. So now we have to defend ourselves.
So wait a minute.
Literally with security.
You can't go by that a million miles an hour, okay? So they call Christians the nasty, hateful people. So I'm nasty and hateful because I may look at a gay or lesbian person and say, look, my Bible tells me that that lifestyle is a sin, okay? And so, you know, that and try to talk to that person a little bit. That's hateful. That's hate speech. That makes me a terrible person. I should be put in jail for that. However, if you're caught in a Muslim, right? However, if a Muslim country, if you're in a Muslim country and they find out you're gay, they throw you off a building. Have you heard anything about that? Have you heard any negativity from the left on that?
And this is, you look at these, the hate groups, And none of them are pro-throwing homosexuals off towers. There are no Muslim groups on this list. Black Lives Matter, that shuts down streets and prevents ambulances from getting to people in distress, they're not on there. And one of the things that I was sort of puzzling over, you know, why isn't Antifa on there? Well, Antifa's not on there, and this is why they're so smart. It's not an organization you can point anything at. These are loose coalitions.
Mm-hmm.
The whole intersectionality of all these hate, the loose organization of it is brilliant because there's no way to just point a finger at someone.
Yeah.
MoveOn.org, one of the premier hate groups, mm-hmm. is not on there. So we who defend women and homosexuals against that kind of hate and torture and violence, we're on it. And yet those groups that advocate for that kind of action, they're not. It just reveals again, it's not ever about the thing that they say it is.
No.
Never, not ever. It's about destroying any value system. It's about destroying Western civilization. It's about destroying freedom, and that's all it is.
Yeah, you know what?
They're not against any of those groups that actually do these hateful acts.
No. Well, a couple things. You know, you and I both know Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute, a loving, caring man, okay, and will fight for anybody's rights. He's not anti-anything.
Right.
You know what he is?
Right.
He's anti-discrimination, you know, against Christians and others, too. He wants to make sure the kids have a right to live out their faith in schools. That makes him hate. It makes him hate because...
Hate.
Right. He hates because according to his religion and mine, you know, same-sex marriage is not sanctioned by God, is not the right thing. So that makes him a hateful person because we disagree or we want to discuss. Those two things will make you a very hateful person. They're trying to shut down any form of speech, and I don't care who you are, that should scare the bejesus out of you. It really should.
Right.
Because now they're telling you can't talk. You're looking at somebody, you want to ask them an honest question, you can't do it because you may end up in jail over it. And this is all over a group. Think of the name
anymore.
Of this group, though. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center. If you didn't know anything about them, what would you think? You would think that they're out there trying to make it right for those who don't have enough money to make it right for themselves, right?
Right. And if you're on their list, you're somehow preventing these poor people in the South from not only from having sufficient money with the poverty, but somehow you're... You're subjecting them, you're depriving them of legal representation in some way, the law center. It's genius, and I hate them for their genius. But yep, I do. I have hate, I confess.
Oh,
I have hate for people who deprive people, as you say, of their abilities to speak freely, to worship freely, to act in accordance with our religion freely. I am in complete support of those who help us become the best humans we can be.
Listen,
and people who interfere with that, I'm not a fan.
I have friends that are black, and we talk about these issues. They're on both sides of the statue issue, and guess what? We're still friends. We've been talking about it. We've been going back and forth on it, not in a negative way, just an open, honest conversation. And we're still friends, and we can talk about it, which is the way it's supposed to be. You know, we've been told there's questions we can't ask. You know, I'm white. I can't ask a black guy certain questions. I'm white. I can't a male. I can't ask a female certain questions. It's like, well, how are we ever going to learn? How are we ever going to be informed? Because I'm not going to have anybody yelling at me on Facebook or somewhere else telling me what I should believe. It's not going to happen. We've got to be able to have conversation.
And not only can we not have, I mean, the video of these kids vandalizing the statue, kicking the statue without really any idea who it is, and now all the other statues that are being vandalized.
Mm-hmm.
This is mass lunacy. That, as you said, this has been simmering a long, long, long time. This has nothing to do with Trump. except in that he's not Hillary. That's otherwise it's nothing to do with him personally. Whatever he were to say or not say, it doesn't matter. Look at that. One of my favorite things that just happened, favorite in terms of revealing how insane, I mean, really nuts it's gotten, is Ashley Judd.
Oh, yeah.
Little proud little video from the other day. She really feels like she is a courageous warrior standing up to evil people saying, honey, what was it, honey, or sweetheart, or some
sweetheart,
some evil
an old,
thing?
What was it, an older fellow in Europe, and you're thinking to yourself, look, I don't know, I'm not a woman, so I can't say I'd be offended or not offended, but my God, was he doing it in a condescending way? He's probably doing it in a very, you know, sweetheart, tender, and caring way, right?
Well, of course, and people complain all the time about how horrible traveling is. So here's a guy with a smile on his face trying to brighten her day. And then she says, they didn't say it to anybody else. Well, okay, so right there what you're saying is not even that it's against women. But this is about you. You've just made this about you. You've just, what do they call that, humble bragging? You've just taken something that a guy did to be nice, have turned it into a social justice thing, even while disproving the whole idea that it's about anything other than you. It's just one layer of mental illness on another. And what sickened me the most about it was how self-righteous she feels.
Oh.
The day after that came out, we went to this incredibly nice restaurant here in Topanga. Fabulous. Fancy. We were celebrating. And the waiter comes by, he went to the table next to us and said, how can I help you, ladies? And I thought, oh, my God, I can't even believe he said ladies to them. Watch out. Have they not trained their wait staff? Because that's, you know, whoa. And then you realize once you start not being able to say anything like that, what are we left
Listen,
with?
Listen, I don't care. When I leave a place and women are there, I say, you know, see you later, ladies. Good afternoon, ladies. Nice, glad you're here. You know, I do that stuff. If it irritates them, so be it.
It's wonderful.
My grandmother would roll over in a grave if I didn't do it. Hey, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Karen after the break.
We got going.
Oh, hey, listen, I go into some of these places. I know they got some of those hearts.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Yeah, you're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, send me an email if you don't want to talk. Send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages, you know, hopping up on Facebook or the website or however it is, because there's smarter people than I in the chat room. I can guarantee you that. So if I bore you to death, you got people there you can talk with. Someone who won't bore you to death is Karen Sigmund. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. I love when I have her on the show. I enjoy our time together. And Karen, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure, always.
Okay, so two things. I want you to tell people what the American Freedom Alliance is all about and what they do. And you've got an event coming up, so if people are in Los Angeles this weekend or the Los Angeles area, you've got something exciting they can get involved with.
Yes, we do. Thanks. The American Freedom Alliance, as I alluded to before, we are an organization, we're a nonprofit organization that defends nothing less than Western civilization. And I used to think that was kind of histrionic and hyperbole and how ridiculous, but day after day after day, you realize how that literally is what is under attack. We have five main areas of interest. One is Islam, hence our conference last year, global governance, radical environmentalism, are the three big ones. And then the two areas that, to me, are a little bit different because they're what allow those other three to get a foothold is the corrupt media. We've been fighting that for a lot longer than the president has even recognized that there's such a thing as fake media. I used to be head of Rage Against the Media. And then, of course, our education system, your bailiwick and mine, both of those are the vehicles for concealing the truth and for putting forth narratives that are not, in fact, true. Islam is a religion of peace. The UN is a wonderful organization. Climate change is real, and we must protect, you know, the planet from the likes of us and so on. Without the media and without education, none of that could have gained traction at all. The truth is counter to all of that. If our media and education systems taught the truth, we wouldn't be dealing with any of these issues at all. So AFA, that's the stuff that we do. Last year, our conference was on Islam. And this Sunday, we have a conference on California, from gold to dust, the destruction of California, and how we can bring it back to gold again. I think that's the really important piece. We have panels on, you know, not coincidentally, immigration, radical environmentalism, education and how that's been corrupted, the killing of the golden goose by economic strangulation and taxation, and then the final panel is how we've become a one-party state. Our keynote speaker, we're so excited, is Victor Davis Hanson, and throughout all our panels, we have absolutely stellar speakers. Now, none of these topics is hot in the news, but each of them has outstanding people, researchers, authors, journalists who've been studying and following them, organizations and so on. We've got people from Pacific Research Institute, from American Greatness, from all over the place coming to talk to us, not only to talk about how things got to be as bad as they are, but also, most importantly, how can we help turn it around? As you know and I know, Joe, we talk about this all the time. Waiting for people to fix things is not a way ever to have anything get fixed. It's up to us, and each of our speakers is going to share what we can do to help turn the tide.
Karen, one of the things they never hear about, though, it was really funny, because I travel in circles, some of the similar circles as you, but I always get, when I go to, like, Women's Federated groups, I always get the women to come over and go, oh, my God, we got to help fix education. What can we do? What can we do? And when I explain to them what it takes to be a trustee, a school board trustee, they're like, oh, you have to do all that? And I'm thinking to myself, and I don't want to be belittling to our, to, you know, they do a lot of work, or Women's Federated, but you want to talk to a lot of people, go, look, it's really easy to complain. It's really easy to pick up the phone and call me and tell me how you know, outraged you are with the school districts are doing and what have you, but how come you don't get involved? I mean, you know, it took me, what we ran, and again, I'm not tooting my own horn, I ran four times to win because I was a nasty Christian guy who ran the mayor's prayer breakfast. I had no business being on the school board. We probably spent about $60,000 of our own money for me to get it because it's a very expensive race, okay? We raised money too, don't get me wrong, right? Because I knew it was the right thing to do. I knew it was the right place to be. And I'm not a special person. There's a lot of people out there that can do the same thing. But we got to stop complaining. And I say, shut up and do something. Shut up and take the time to go out there. And because I've been on that board, I've been able to, some things I've been able to do and help out with that were just atrocious that they would be doing to our kids. But I'm one out of five people on that board, if you know what I mean. I'm one out of five. Every board, you're one out of five.
Exactly. And this is actually, and I tried to get Mitch Englander, who's one out of 14 on the LA City Council, to come and tell us what it was like. He opted not to. But we are so in the minority. And why is that? We just somehow we like to start at the top. Carly Fiorina running for Senate, Donald Trump running for president. It takes this very special kind of person, and we don't have that many on the right, it seems, at least in California.
No.
And we'll say, you know what? This is where it begins. School boards, water boards, city council, the community college board of governors or whatever. Get involved at any level, because here's the other thing.
What that does is not only affects change at that level, but we're building a farm team that then can percolate and perhaps win a Senate seat in California, because we tend to just jump in at the top. And it's
crazy.
Terrible.
It says, well, wait a minute.
There's people who will do,
go one step further. Look, you talked about it a minute. I get to appoint people to panels and committees because of the school board, okay, because we're a pretty large school district. Those are people that will have an effect on the kids as well. Those are people, young men and women, that can learn what it's like to be a school board member and the change they can make. You can encourage them. You can groom them. You can help them out. And again, we are... I don't want to say we're lazy. We're a lazy bunch. I don't want to say that at all, because we got a lot of hard workers in our bunch. But... they don't understand the importance of take your rightful place on school boards, water boards, your city councils, town councils. Why don't we do that? Come on, you're smarter than I am. Why don't we do that?
Right. I don't know. Because the important part is they do.
Yeah.
They do. And so what we wind up with is more and more of our civic life is dominated by the left. We complain, as you said, we complain, and they go out and do. So who's the smart people? The ones who actually take positions where you can affect change, where you can make a difference, or the people who sit around like us and analyze things so we're blue in the face and don't actually take action? Now, not everybody can take the kind of action that you do, and I get that.
Right.
There's a lot of subtle action that people can do. It's even great to write a check to support people who are doing those things.
Karen, if you don't have, even if you don't have money, right? I mean, you can make phone calls. You can send out cards and letters. You can call the candidate and say, you know, I like what you stand for. I have no money, but what can I do to help you? You know, is it putting out signs? There's a million things that go on in the campaign that people can use help with. And I don't know how to, I'm no good at lighting people up to get them to do it. I don't know how you do it. Yeah, just saying.
I don't know. You just to me, it's the drip. I just use the drip method. Just drip, drip, drip. Keep saying things, keep doing things. It's what they have done. We used to be the state of Reagan. What happened? We back off. We back out. We back off. We let them.
We don't like being. We don't like the uncomfortable. You know what? I made 33 phone calls to people who would complain and said they wanted to get involved. And every single one of them basically said to me, I don't want to go through the garbage you go through.
Right.
I'm going, okay.
Right.
That'll,
it's a lot of garbage.
That'll help us win.
And they keep raising. I know. Seriously. And they keep raising the price. Not just financial, although that too, but by calling people hate groups. By going after you for this, that, or the other thing, they keep raising the cost that we incur by speaking out, and we don't. I report people on Facebook all the time now, left-wing loonies, especially now with what's been going on with the statues and stuff like that.
Sure.
Connecting Nazis to... the right. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. And that's just don't do it. So I report people because they report us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they do whatever they want with impunity. And it's time for them to start realizing if you're going to make us pay a price, maybe we make you pay a price.
Hey, we're going to run out of time. So what I want you to do is to make sure that tell people how they can find out more about you, more about your organization. Quick.
Yes, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. We're actually launching a new website tomorrow. AmericanFreedomAlliance.org, and we're on Facebook, American Freedom Alliance. Find me on Facebook, Karen Sigmund, and our Twitter handle is AF Alliance. So find us that way. And I do hope if you're in LA or anywhere in Southern California, you will come to our conference on Sunday. It will be fabulous.
We'll put a link up to it as well.
Learn how to make a difference.
As you will make a difference. You always do. Hey, don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. California proposes jail time. I'm talking jail time for using the wrong pronoun for transgenders. You know, you can rob a bank and get less jail time. Seriously, we've gone out of our minds. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.